Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
As women age, we're almost devalued. As men age, they're more powerful. They're more distinguished. Again, that's my personal opinion, but it's something that we need to talk about. Because again, I always say maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. And I truly, truly believe that. Hi guys, Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous. And can you believe we're already on season two of our podcast, Zeal Aging Redefined, the podcast, where we continue to inspire women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. Now, we're going to do something a little different today. I'm going to give you guys a little peek behind the tent as it relates to who I am, Stella Ringer. So let's kind of get started here. So I'm just a small town girl, y'all, from a small town in Alabama called Stevenson. No one's ever heard of it. Teeny tiny. There's about 2,000 people there. And I grew up there with a loving family, my mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather, and then my older brother and older sister. Education was top of mind in my family for my parents, as well as my grandmother and grandfather. And my grandmother is one of the most admired people in my life. Only went to the eighth grade, but one of the smartest people I knew growing up as a child. Her name is Stella. I'm her namesake. But again, education was always key in our household. And I had an older brother and I have an older sister who went to college. So education was never, or furthering my education was never a question for me because I had examples in my household. So I ended up going to the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, majoring in communications and minoring in fashion. So after my college career days, after I graduated, I moved to the big city of Atlanta, Georgia. And my parents were like, be safe in the big city. So I moved to Atlanta, Georgia and started my career actually in fashion, believe it or not, at Kmart. I don't even know if you guys remember Kmart. It was like a Walmart, but Kmart is not around anymore. But I started my career at Kmart, leading their fashion division for stores around Georgia, really. And then from there, I went on to work for this global beverage company. And that's where I am today as well. where I lead marketing programs and projects on a large scale, if you will, for this global beverage company, which I really love and enjoy working for. But a question came up around, how did I even get here from a zeal perspective? So think about, again, history of education being important. I'm grateful for my career that I have now, grateful for my family that instilled, you know, success is important, but make sure, again, that you're always bringing somebody along as well. So that's kind of how zeal started. I was kind of stepping back and saying, hey, I'm grateful for all the things that are going on in my life, my husband, my son, who's awesome. But I also know that there's something else for me as well. So I had to step back, and I'm a faith-based person. So I was really praying around, like, what's next? What's next? And there was a clear voice that said, listen to what people are asking you and listen to what people are telling you. Those were the two things that clearly came to mind. Listen to what people are asking you. Listen to what people are telling you. And people have always said, you know, Stella, you look great. You're aging backwards. You know, what do you do for your skin regimen? What do you do when you work out? What boutiques do you go to? So I've always gotten those questions, but never really thought about doing anything with it except answering the questions that people ask me. So that's how Zeal Aging Redefined was actually created. It was all about people asking me about how I'm aging gracefully. And again, all the other things that I mentioned before. So I'm like, well, maybe I should inspire and invite women to join this aging journey with me. And we're going to do this together, guys, because I'm doing the same thing. I'm going through this aging journey just like you guys are, women that are 40 plus. So what I wanted to do with Zeal and what I'm doing with Zeal is making sure that I'm educating and that I'm informing you guys and that I'm giving you tips and tools, not as the expert, kind of as the expert, but I have industry experts as well that join me on this podcast to give you tips and tools around mind, body, beauty, and fashion as we age. So that's how I got here. So I'm hoping and praying that you guys will always continue to join me each week. I always want to make sure that I'm giving you what you want, mainly what you need as well, as we go through this aging journey together. But we're going to have a good time. So that's how Zeal Aging Redefined, how it all started. But let me kind of get back to a little more information about me as well.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, one of the things that most of you guys know about me is my love for fashion. Now, the reason I love fashion so much goes back to my grandmother, actually, my mother and sister. But let's start with my grandmother. So my grandmother worked in a clothing store in my teeny tiny town of Stevenson that I told you guys about. And it was the only upscale, well, upscale for us in a small town, upscale store in our community. So my grandmother actually worked in this store and she steamed the clothes, all the clothes that were coming in from the truck. She'd get them out of the box and steam them and then put them on the floor, on the sales floor. So she would take me to work with her sometimes, and I would be in the store, guys, saying, oh, I would look beautiful in this, and I would look beautiful in that. I was just imagining myself in all of the beautiful clothes in this store called Bogart's Dry Goods. No longer there, but it was Bogart's Dry Goods. So that was my first kind of entry into fashion, if you will. And then my mother... Oh my God, my mother is the most beautiful person. She's 88 now. Mom, I hope you don't mind me telling your age. But if you go back and look at her photos from the 1950s and 60s, I mean, she's drop dead gorgeous. Beautiful fitted dresses, pointy toe pumps. I mean, she was on it all the time, especially when she went to church. Now, my mom worked in a factory for 36 years. A factory that made, it was called Avondale Mills. They made carpet at the time. But on Sundays and on the weekends, bar none, she was gorgeous. So she was a big influence on me loving fashion as well as my sister. So I have a sister who's 8 years older than I am. And of course, my grandmother and my mother, yeah, they were her inspiration as well as it relates to fashion, but she was the same way, just from her corporate clothing to her fun clothing. She was always on point as well. So I had three inspirations from a fashion perspective, but it all started with my grandmother. A question was asked of me around my grandmother, which again, you guys know I've talked about all through this segment here. And the question was asked, what would my grandmother think of me now? Because if we go back to my little small town, she was known as Big Stella and I was known as Little Stella. And even when I go back to my hometown now, y'all know I'm up in age, right? People still call me Little Stella just from back in the day. But I feel my grandmother would really think of me, what she would think of me now. I don't think she would be surprised. I think it would be more grateful and being thankful that the things that she taught me, as well as my mother and my sister, that I took those things to heart during my career journey, during my mom journey, during my wife journey, based on all of the things that I saw in my grandmother. So I think she'd be proud of me, or I'm hoping I've made her proud. My philosophy on aging is embracing and celebrating a natural part of life. I think what we all have to understand is that I don't care what you do from a physical standpoint, a mental standpoint, even a fashion standpoint, you can't run away from aging, right? You can't use those things as cover-ups, I should say. Those things should enhance your aging journey, and you should be intentional and focused on making sure that your mental health is on point, whether that's just calling a friend if things aren't going as well, or if you feel you need additional help from a professional standpoint, a therapist, do that as well. This aging journey, the physical piece should enhance your aging journey. Physical movement is so important, guys. I can't stress it enough. Now, everybody may not be a gym rat. I'm a gym rat. I actually enjoy going to the gym. It's a release for me. But if that's not for you, that's cool. Run, swim, hike, walk. Walk up and down the steps. If you've got steps in your home, walk up and down the steps multiple times. The important thing is around physical movement. And then the fashion piece now, you just got to go with what's comfortable for you, right? I always make sure before I leave the house, we all look in the mirror, right? But when I look in the mirror, I feel proud and I feel confident. So I know when I walk out the door, I'll continue feeling that way. So you got to just find from a fashion perspective what makes you comfortable and what you feel good in, okay? So the aging journey is all about the things that I just mentioned should enhance that journey. It can't cover it up, right? So we got to embrace it. We got to celebrate it. You can't run from it. It's a natural part of life. So just hit it head on. You know, I know I've talked to several women that have said, like, this aging journey, Stella, I'm not embracing it too much. Or, you know, I'm having some issues and problems with this aging thing. You know what? At least you recognize it if you are. And if you are, step back, talk to someone, talk to your friends, talk to me. I can tell you what I've done from my journey. But, you know, everybody's aging journey, just like life, is their very own. I can share, again, tips, tools, things that have worked for me, and I hope they would work for you. But if they don't, that's okay. You got to find what's good for you. So my philosophy on aging is celebrate it, embrace it, and let's just have fun doing it. Can't run away from it. So someone asked me another question. Am I ever comfortable telling my age? I am 59. I just turned 59 in January. And, you know, society may tell us, don't tell people your age. You know, don't ask women their age. Again, you got to do what's comfortable for you. For me, I want to shout it from the rooftops because I'm proud. Like, it beats the alternative, guys, right? So as it relates to telling my age, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes you may not ask me, and I'll still tell you because I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be the age that I am, and I feel good. I think I look good, too. You know, if you don't feel you look good, nobody else will. But I'm grateful for where I am in life. Ageism. It's a question that's out there, and it's a conversation that a lot of us may not be having, right? But it's real, right? Ageism, I feel, is real. And as you think about corporate, as you think about even just your career journey, as you age, sometimes society will say or portray that we don't add value anymore as we age, that they may be looking for a younger person to do this particular role, etc. I believe it is real in corporate America, but I feel that some corporations do get that the value that you bring from the experiences that you've had throughout your career, the wisdom, the knowledge, the maturity that you have, they value that. Some companies, I would say that my company values that, and I'm grateful for that. But I do believe ageism is real. I believe it's a conversation that we need to have, just like Zeal, Aging Redefined. The aging piece is a conversation that we need to have. The conversation around, I think society feels as women, and this is my own personal opinion, as women age, we're almost devalued. As men age, they're more powerful. They're more distinguished. Again, that's my personal opinion, but it's something that we need to talk about. Because again, I always say maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. And I truly, truly believe that. So the ageism piece, again, is something we all need to talk about. But at the end of the day, I think we need to show, whether you're a man or a woman, as you mature, that you still add value. And here are all the things that I bring to the table based on my maturity. So retirement is going to be on the horizon at some point for me. I've been at my company for 27 plus years. I am grateful for all of the things I've learned and all of the things that I've been able to give back to my company as well. And I don't know when I'm going to retire, guys, but I think as we mature, you start to think about that even more. Like, what's that next thing? As I mentioned to you guys earlier, what's next for me? So a question was asked on how do I keep going or why do I keep going? When I decide to retire, I'm not going to just sit back and do nothing. That's just not my personality. Now, if you decide you want to do that when you retire, sit on back, sit back. But for me, I keep going because I enjoy new things. Again, that's why I started Zeal Aging Redefined, even though I have not retired at this point. I just know it's something that I'll continue to do, to grow and to build it as well. So I keep going. Because I always love new adventures. I always love doing new things. I just came back from vacation a few weeks ago. First time I ever ziplined. I had a ball and I always wanted to zipline. But, you know, everybody's different, right? Some people were like, girl, are you sure you want to do this? Absolutely, because it was something I'd never done before and that I always wanted to do. So I encourage you, whatever that is, for me, as I age through going through this aging journey, I want to do everything I always wanted to do because you just never know. You never know. So that's why I keep going. I love new experiences and new adventures. Well, we talked about physical movement earlier, right? And as I said, I'm a gym rat, and people have asked, like, what is your workout routine, if you will? I just mentioned that I like to do new things and adventurous things. So I try to basically combine my love of going to the gym and then my love of doing something I've never done before from a physical movement and fitness perspective. So I usually go to the gym 2 to 3 days a week. Minimum of 2 days. Not a big cardio like running person, but I do get on the treadmill to kind of get that blood pumping. And then I do a lot of free weights as well. So I love to lift to stay toned. So get into the gym, do my treadmill, do my free weights, and then I'm out. I might do a class every now and then, but that's kind of that gym regimen. Now, back to me being adventurous and doing something different, but it has physical movement involved, is I tried aerial exercising. So think of a curtain from the ceiling to the floor. Think of a curtain and you wrap yourself around it and it gives you a lot of like flexibility. So you're just doing all kind of acrobatic stuff. Now you have to learn how to do it, y'all. When I first tried it, I'm like, why am I falling on the floor? Why am I getting tangled up? But, you know, you got to learn anything when you first try it. But again, it was an aerial class that I took probably about 6 to 8 weeks because it was something different. And I'd never done it before. And it was going to help with my physical movement. So that's my workout. I'm steadfast, gym rat. Then I always do. I took belly dancing one time too, y'all. The hips, you got to know how to move the hips. You got to know how to move the hips. But I had a ball doing belly dancing class. So always gym rat. And then I always figure out something different I've never done before, but it helps with that physical movement. So I mentioned to you guys earlier that I'm really a faith-based person, and that comes from me growing up. And again, my grandparents, my parents, more my mother than my dad, and then my older brother and older sister. And we, like probably many of you, we grew up in the church. We grew up Methodist. I went to MYF, which is like a youth kind of Methodist session that you could take over the summer. We were in church every Sunday. We would go to Bible study sometimes on Wednesday nights. But it was the importance of believing and knowing that there was a higher power that we could believe in to get through obstacles, but also to celebrate our successes as well. And I don't want to say religion. My faith is important to me. My faith is important to me. I always used to also pray as it relates to like my mate, my husband now, but I always wanted someone for us to be equally yoked as it related to, you know, faith and belief in God, etc. And thankfully, God brought me a person who, again, faith is very, in Christianity, is very important to my husband as well as to me. And we taught that to our son as well. So always, I think that's where the positivity comes from as it relates to my life, just in general, and my outlook on life and outlook on anything. Because please note, I always tell my son, your words are powerful, right? If you say something negative all the time, Something negative is going to happen. If you stay in that positive realm, then positive things are going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong. Life, what's the saying? Life is lifing. Things are going to happen. Obstacles are going to come in life. But again, that's where that faith comes even stronger, right? It's when those obstacles happen in your life. So that's another thing, you know, about me that maybe you guys didn't know is just my strong faith and my strong belief that your words are powerful and the things that you say will come to fruition. Now you have to decide, is that going to be fruition on the positive side or on the negative side? And I decided to take the positive route. And when those hard times and those challenges come, that definitely helps me as well as my family. And then as it relates to balance, because I sit on a lot of panels as it relates to kind of career, et cetera. And I always get the question of how do you balance being a mom and career and wife and, you know, being on some of the community boards that you're on, because I really love giving back to the community as well. And at the end of the day, for me, it's about balance equals making sure that you leverage the networks that you have. And then it's also okay to say no to things. And when I say network, again, older brother, older sister that live here in Atlanta, and we all help each other, especially when our kids are adults now. But when they were growing up, hey, they may be with my sister one weekend, so my brother and I could do something really fun. Then I would have them maybe a weekend, so my brother and sister could do something fun. So it's all about leveraging and using those networks. And don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm like, I would call my sister in a minute if I needed something. Like, oh, Lord, you got to come get Peyton. You got to come get him. So use and leverage those networks. And like I said, it's okay to say no. And I had to learn that, guys. I will say I had to learn how to say no and that it's okay to say no. So be very intentional. And I think, again, aging journey has helped me be intentional on when to say no and that it's okay to say no. So that's how I keep my balance. So speaking of balance, what we just talked about, I shared with you guys kind of, you know, my routine, if you will, to ensure that there's balance in my life. And the last thing I'd really like to leave with you guys, and it relates to kind of balance and kind of overall, as we think about where I grew up, how I grew up, my college career, my work career, becoming a wife. It's a lot, isn't it? Becoming a wife, becoming a mother, and starting Zeal, Aging Redefined. I really, really want to thank, I would say, my family for all the support throughout those different milestones in life, because without them, I would not be sitting here. And a special kudos to my husband, Al Ringer. We've been married in September, it'll be 30 years, guys. Can you believe that? It doesn't even seem like 30 years, which is a good thing. But he's always been so supportive of anything that I try, that I want to do, anything that I want. He's just always been really my ride or die. So I thank you. I thank you, Al, for always supporting me. I thank my grandparents, unfortunately, have passed. But again, they played a crucial and key role in my life, especially my grandmother, my parents. My dad is no longer here, but my mom is still here at 88, as I mentioned. They've always been behind me on anything that I've done. Older brother, my older brother, Marshan, I'm sorry, my older sister, Sabrina, they've always been around as supporters as well, and really more role models. Again, I'm sitting here because of the things that I saw from a career standpoint, from an education standpoint, that my sister and my brother, they laid the foundation. Quickly, when I went to high school, all of the teachers were like, well, no, this was middle school. Oh, you're Sabrina and Marshan's little sister. I expect great things from you just because of the foundation that they laid. So I'm so grateful for them. I mentioned Al and then my son, Peyton. who I love dearly, who's 24. I'm praying and I'm hoping, even though he's told me, that I'm an inspiration for him. And I have so many best girlfriends. I can't name them all. I love them all so much. They've always been supportive. But that balance piece comes from the support of your family. So I thank my family. I encourage you guys, whatever relationship you have with your family, be thankful, be grateful. If it's something that's not so well, go and talk about it. Life is too short. Go and talk to them about anything that, you know, may be a little challenge there for you. But family is just so important to me. That's one thing that you guys will always know, that family is so important to me. So thank you guys for joining me for this episode that's just a little different, so you guys can have a peek under the tent around me, Stella Ringer, your Chief of Aging Fabulous. I'll see you next time.